It's time now for a reality check with Véronique de Rougy. She is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center. She combs through the data in order to separate myth from fact. So we'll start, Véronique, with your first myth here. You say in order for the economy to recover, housing prices have to reach pre-recession levels, or you say this is the myth. The fact, you say, pre-recession housing prices were an anomaly and lower prices are good for buyers. Explain how you come to this conclusion.
Well, you know, one of the things we need to understand is that the explosion in house prices in the last 50 years, right, was an anomaly over the long period of time.
Didn't reflect real value,
no,
did it?
No, it didn't actually reflect real value. And what this chart is showing is that really this hike in house prices is really an anomaly. Look at when you go back to the, you know, really back, I mean, you see there's a slight increase in house prices, but it's not this big hike. And this idea that our recovery edges on an anomaly, it's just really problematic.
So thinking that for it to be normal, it has to go back to those levels, it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, the other thing, this other idea and myth that it rests on is this idea that low prices, housing prices, are a bad thing. And my colleague Ross Roberts, actually, and Carolyn Baum at Bloomberg have educated me a lot on this idea. Sure, low prices are bad for the person who's trying to sell their house. They're bad for banks who have want to try to get rid of a lot of bad mortgage. But they're also really, really good for people who want to buy houses.
And live in them.
Like first-time affordability.
Exactly. And it actually...
Like for housing.
Exactly. The last 15 years, a lot of low-income people have been priced out of this market. I bet you that they are seeing those low prices like a good news. The other thing is, you know, this increase in prices increased the supply, and now what we have a glut of houses that cannot be sold because, you know, the inventory is really big. And low prices is the best way to get rid of these houses, not high prices.
Let's talk about myth two. A foreclosure moratorium would help people who may have to default on their mortgage. That's a myth, you say. The fact, you say, is that not everyone defaults on their mortgage because they can't pay, and a moratorium could encourage more to walk away. We've got a chart showing housing prices and foreclosures there.
Yeah, here, and on this chart, you see the white line is like the decline in the housing prices, and the yellow line going up is the rate of foreclosure. This is a correlation that actually we weren't used to seeing in the past, and because something new has happened. I mean, this idea of a foreclosure moratorium rests on the idea that the only reason why people default on their mortgage is that they just cannot afford their mortgage anymore. And what we've seen in the last 3 years is actually there's another category of people who default, and they're strategic defaulters. So what, you know, what these moratorium would do is actually reduce even more the cost of defaulting. And what this chart shows is like people have defaulted more when the price of their houses, the value of their house, basically the return on their investment was going down, and they just decided that, you know, it just wasn't worth it. It's not necessarily that they couldn't pay their mortgage anymore. And so, you know, basically those moratorium would make it easier for these people or even give them a bigger incentive to default, which would then drag on our economy even more.
Let's talk about, and this is something that I think a lot of viewers will take issue with, myth number three. There is a national foreclosure crisis, and people who live in an area where there is a foreclosure crisis are going to think, yeah, it's national. You say the fact is that the foreclosure crisis is not national. It is serious in a handful of states, and to prove it, you've got a foreclosure disparity chart, a bar chart here. So there aren't a lot of foreclosures in certain states.
And that's indicating the number of foreclosures, the green lines.
In January. So you can see this is for the month of January. But what you each month you actually have these big disparity. In fact, at the national level, you have like three states who have the highest foreclosure rate. And it's California, Nevada, and Georgia, right? And then you have a lot of other states like North Dakota and South Dakota, the very small percent of foreclosure. What it means is
you're talking about percentage here, right? Not absolute numbers, because hardly anybody obviously lives in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Whereas in New York.
It's percentage, it's rates, you're right. But one of the things that's really interesting is this perception that because there are foreclosures that have gone up everywhere, it's a national crisis. No, it is really a crisis in some states. And again, I've been educated by Todd Zwicky at GMU, who's written a lot about the reason why this crisis was actually non-national and local. And it goes back to local laws and procedure of that makes defaulting more or less costly. And you have, for instance, you have laws like the anti-deficiency laws that actually make it very easy for people to default and stay and live in their house for free without much consequences, which then give them an incentive to default more.
It would be interesting to see. It seems that the free market has provided necessities like clothing and food for fairly low prices. It would be interesting to see if the housing market, without government intervention, would be the same way.
Well, so the housing market has been, and the financial industry has been, you know, two industries that have been highly regulated. So I can't even point out to like a time where
it would be impossible to strip it out.
It would be interesting to see. And in the past, you know, housing did not reflect these high prices.
All right, hey Veronique, thanks so much for joining us, Veronique DeRougie
from the Mercatus.